reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to another week of PDGA Radio, where another week of disc golf has come and gone through the Labor Day weekend. PDGA Radio is here with your weekly update covering what happened, including results from around the tour, including the Southern National Championships. A look ahead at other big events still to come this year, including this weekend's U.S. Masters in Los Angeles. We'll talk about the PDGA's Fall Summit, which is this next week. Tell you about another big milestone the PDGA recently surpassed. And get the rest of this week's disc golf news. It's all right here on PDGA Radio for September 9th, 2009. PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information, brought to you by the PDGA. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where we had lots of big events on the PDGA Tour calendar for this past Labor Day weekend, including 4 A-tiers. But with the results, we'll actually start with a B-tier for the 2009 Southern National Championships held in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Took a playoff to settle a three-way tie for the lead after Sunday's final round. Dixon Jowers, Matt Dollar, and the eventual champion Coda Hatfield all involved. Kevin McCoy, the leader after the first four rounds, ended up in fourth place, two throws off the leaders. Last year's winner of the Southern National Championships, Matt Oram, finishes a solid fifth this year. Liz Lopez won the women's field by 16 over Karen Jaskolka, and the Masters division also involves a playoff, this one between Vinnie Miller and the winner, Tim Keith. Now for those other 8-tiers, starting in Kentucky for the new Albanian Charlie Vetner Open. With Dave Feldberg coming back from his trip to Finland with no jet lag, he wins by 7 over Nico LeCastro to claim the first place check in Louisville. However, LeCastro now has 9 second place finishes this year, going along with 8 wins. Only 2 finishes outside of the top 10 all year long. Out west in California, we find the 2009 End of the Trail Classic with Kyle Crabtree getting a big win, this one by 3 over Paul McBeth. Juliana Korver won the women's division by 1 over Carrie Berlegar. Moving on, Brad Schick won the West Virginia Open by 7 over Mike Moser, with Jim Myers winning in Masters and Kristen Weidel getting the win for the women. And in Wisconsin, it was the North Woods Open with John Turlap grabbing the win by 2 over Paul Ulibarri and Rob Strasser. In advanced, it was Peter Leslie winning by 4 over Chris Brenholz. Elsewhere, the Michigan State Championships went to Liz Carr for the women and Jeff Bennett for the men, who won by 1 over Mike Turco. The North Dakota State Championships go to Kyle Pinkman, who wins by 1 over Christian Dietrich. Chandler Fry wins the Spokane City Cup in Washington in a playoff over Nate Sexton. Rob Pennessy edges out Mitch Sonderfan to win the Steamboat Open in Colorado. Tyler Horn won in Ohio. Will Shustrick crushes the field in Tennessee, winning by 19. And in North Carolina, we'll find Michael Johansson grabbing the win by 1 over Brian Schweberger. Cameron Todd in third. More on him later. 6 throws, though, off the lead. And finally, Greg Schwartz wins in Iowa. Andy Hock got a win in Oregon. Brad Siegert won in Illinois. And Jay Redding gets a win in Texas.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
Now looking at this upcoming weekend schedule covering September 11th through the 13th, We find it headlined by an age-protected major for the U.S. Masters Championships 40 and above. It will be held in Los Angeles at the La Mirada Regional Park and Disc Golf Course. Also a pair of A-tiers on the schedule. One is in Pennsylvania for the Eric Yetter Champions Cup and in Colorado for the State Disc Golf Championships. New Mexico also will hold their state championships along with Idaho for the Gem State, and North and South Carolina, also South Dakota, holding theirs. Other events on the schedule include the Frontier Open in Kansas, the Spring Valley Spectacular in Texas, Twisted Flyer Open in Oklahoma, and the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo Championships, both there in Michigan. Internationally, the Auckland Championships are in New Zealand, along with tournaments in Toronto, Canada, France, Finland, and two in Sweden. Check out the full schedule of events on PDGA.com, or check back with me here on PDGA Radio next week for a rundown of those results.
It's at PDGAStore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAStore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAStore.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where Wednesday, September 2nd, the PDGA Board of Directors met for their first monthly teleconference of the year following the annual elections. David Feldberg, who officially took office on September 1st, was welcomed to the board as its only new member, and in accordance with Article 4 of the PDGA bylaws, the new board also elected the officers to serve for the next 12 months. Todd Andrews will serve as president, Chris Bellinger as vice president, Bob Decker will be the treasurer, and Juliana Corver will continue her role as secretary for the board. The PDGA Board of Directors and the PDGA office staff will be meeting face-to-face September 17th and the 18th at the International Disc Golf Center in Georgia for the 2009 Fall Summit. Main purpose of this annual Fall Summit meeting is to create the budget for next year and formulate an overall plan for the upcoming season. Look for more information on PDGA.com. There is lots of disc golf tournament action coming up over the next couple weeks and the rest of the year for that matter, with the U.S. Masters Championships this coming weekend in Los Angeles kicking things off, only to be followed the next weekend in September by the U.S. Women's Championships in Quad City, Iowa. And then the final major of the year is the U.S. DGC, October 7th through the 10th, where the men and maybe a few women take on the famous Winthrop course in Rock Hill, South Carolina, to determine the 2009 U.S. champion. Other big events to keep an eye on for the rest of the year will be the Augusta Classic in Georgia, September 19th through the 20th. The Par 72 Fall Open at the Telemark Resort in northern Wisconsin is September 26th and 27th. U.S. Doubles Championships are in Charlotte, October 2nd through the 4th. Also, the 2009 NorCal Series Championships, scheduled for October 17th and 18th in Monterey, California. And then the 19th Annual Veteran Park Open is in Arlington, Texas, October 31st and November 1st. Big Halloween Classic in Vegas. Also, events all the way up through Christmas scattered throughout this great disc golf world. Check out the full schedule form, again, from PDGA.com, or check back here on PDGA Radio weekly rundowns of what events are all coming up. And coming up next here on PDGA Radio is your weekly dose of disc golf news, so don't go away.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where, well, we all know disc golf is becoming more and more popular and the retail sporting goods world is starting to realize it. According to DiscCraft.com, DiscCraft now has their discs available throughout much of the southern U.S. thanks to the major sporting goods retailer Academy Sports and Outdoors. The 120-store chain will carry a variety of DiscCraft's discs, including the Surge, Buzz, and Challenger. DiscCraft says the Academy approached them recently and said their customers were demanding DiscCraft. And so far, the results have been very good, with Academy Sports reporting selling nearly 10% of their first order after only 5 days on the shelves. Academy Sports and Outdoors has locations in Alabama, Florida, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. They have previously been selling discs from both Millennium and Innova, with the discs also available from their online store located at academy.com. Now for the rest of this week's disc golf news, where the PDGA has recently passed another big milestone in the organization's existence, for the first time passing 13,000 current members, currently showing 13,032 members current after the last batch of memberships were processed, with the latest player number being 41144. Some big news on the player front, as DiscCraft announced on their website, the return of Cameron Todd, the 2001 Pro World Champion, and the person many claim to be the best putter disc golf has ever seen. PDGA number 12827, Todd competed in a PDGA event for the first time in years in North Carolina back in late August for the Oak Hollow Open, and again this past weekend, where he took second place, three throws behind Brian Schweberger, and third place this past weekend. Todd is qualified for this year's USDGC, but needs to officially renew his membership before he can sign up to play. And more news on that to come, if there is any. Finally, if there are any photographers listening, Innova is again putting out their annual call for submissions to be part of their 2010 disc golf calendar, photographers and artists. Submissions must be received by Innova before September 30th. Prize is awarded for anyone who makes the calendar. More details from Innova's website. That will do it for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. I am Steve Kaczynski, where until next week, when we'll do it all again, we'll see you out on the courses.
The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.